Kenosha County lobbyist Mike Serpy says there's no need to duplicate information by having it both in a newspaper and on the web. He estimates Kenosha County alone would save up to $85,000 annually if the state didn't require them to put public notices in newspapers.
A lot of units of government, particularly local units of government, are wondering why requirements that were written into law many years ago would still be mandated to be followed now.
Local governments who want relief from this and other state mandates can ask for a waiver from the Wisconsin Revenue Department under a new provision enacted in the recently passed budget repair bill. Governments in other states have fought similar battles and have often encountered resistance from newspaper associations. The National Newspaper Association estimates 5% of all revenue comes from mandatory government ads. Senator George of the Wisconsin Newspaper Association says smaller papers might potentially fold. She also thinks having government info only on the web is not adequate.
Putting things online, that's sort of a reference directory. That's not something that gets your notice. It's something that if people know about it, they go to it maybe to refer to something. But it's not how people get news.
Those against having public notices only on the web point out not everyone has access to a computer. Supporters say for those who do, information's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Many state and local governments already have online databases where public notices can be found in addition to the area's official newspaper. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.